Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The knowledge of when the church began is essential for our study of Bible prophecy. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's start with the definition of the church. Give that explanation first.
Well, first of all, we often talk about, quote unquote, going to church or going to the church. And so for the average person, especially for those in the world, the idea of church can mean different things. So for many, the church is just a building where people have religious meetings. But the Bible never really talks about the building where we meet as a church and only refers to the church as a building in a figurative sense. For others, the church refers to a particular group that identifies as Christians. That's not the way the term is used in the Bible. When we see the term church in our English Bibles, it's a translation of the Greek word ekklesia, which is made up of two parts, ek, which means out, and kaleo, which means called. So in other words, a church is a called out group of people called by God into something. And we can think of it this way. The church is a fellowship of believers who have been called out of the world system and now belong to the Lord.
Would you say that having a proper understanding of when the church began does make a difference concerning the prophetic truth that you and I teach?
Well, Jimmy, I think it's very important, and it does make a huge difference in how we understand the Word of God. First, if we don't have a biblical understanding of when the church began, then we can make the mistake that some do and fail to recognize that believing Israel as the people of God in the Old Testament is not the same as the church in the New Testament. And if we make that mistake, we won't understand that the promises that God made to national Israel will be fulfilled in a literal kingdom here on the earth. And we will also wrongly think that things that were in intended only for the nation of Israel apply to the church as well. So that's a big problem with application and interpretation. And if we hold that the church began with John the Baptist or with Peter's confession in Matthew 16, then we'll likely begin confusing the gospel of the kingdom with the gospel of salvation, and we would start bringing works into the equation concerning how our sins are forgiven and how we receive eternal life. And it also means that you must define a Christian as being something other than someone who is baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ, into the one new man, as Paul puts it in Ephesians chapter 2, whether they be Jew or Gentile. So there are so many things that this touches on. We need to get this right in order to correctly understand the prophetic word of God.
David James with a biblical understanding of when the church began. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. My conversation with David James on when the church began is key for our understanding of God's prophetic word. God gives us the prophetic truth for the future so that we can be prepared for that future and be ready for the rapture, an event that can happen at any moment, even today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...